The American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania is suing the federal government over what it says is the unlawful detention of an undocumented Mexican immigrant who was living in Chester County. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has more on the case of Ivan Nunez-Martinez.
Nunez-Martinez's case first came to light in January, in part because of where ICE arrested him. 53-year-old Paul Frame describes how his husband's life took a turn when immigration agents arrested him as the couple met with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
I thought we're going to be in and out in 20 minutes. We're going to have a nice lunch in Philly, go home. That was the end of the story, but that was not the case.
Frame says the appointment to help his husband get a green card was his idea. Instead, Nunez-Martinez ended up in custody for entering the U.S. unlawfully back in 2010. His case is one of several similar arrests across the country in recent years. In each, an immigrant who crossed the border illegally attempted to come clean and get legal status, only to be arrested at the very place where they have to file that paperwork. Now, 4 months later, Frame chokes up when talking about his husband sitting in a jail cell.
He sits there every day thinking, what the next step's going to be in his life.
Nunez-Martinez, who is 37, fled his home state of Michoacan after he faced threats based on his sexual orientation. Attorney Golnaz Fakimi with the ACLU of Pennsylvania says he may be able to avoid deportation and get a green card based on those threats. But that takes time.
His immigration court case could last for many more months, maybe even years. And we don't want for Ivan to have to stay detained for the duration of those ongoing proceedings.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials declined to comment on the litigation. They said in a statement that the agency will take enforcement action against anyone who breaks U.S. immigration law. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.